One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Unexplained noises in an apartment or a building can be very troubling. You can sit there for days, weeks, months, sometimes years, trying to explain what on earth that noise is. Sometimes they're very distinct. Sometimes they're not at all. Sometimes it's just kind of these rambling noises that sometimes change a little bit, sometimes are very difficult to get into a pattern. A pattern is really what you're looking for when you're having a repeated noise. The pattern is going to tell you more about what it may be, where it may be coming from, what's causing it, how it's causing it. You know, the logical things. Oftentimes, if it's an animal or something living or maybe a plant or a tree, something non-paranormal, there's ways of explaining it. It only happens at certain times because of the patterns in which it is displaying itself to you. Sometimes the easiest ones to discover and explain are the ones that happen on a very regular basis. Footsteps going upstairs and then simply stopping. Never going down the stairs, just stopping. You open the door and of course you find absolutely nothing. Okay, so maybe that's not more explainable. Maybe that right there, maybe the super obvious, the super regular basis, the super, I can tell that's the stairs because it sounds just like it when the Domino's guy shows up. It sounds just like it when the mailman shows up with my Amazon package. It has that very specific sound. I hear it every damn day and I know there's a person there. But what the hell is it when I open the door as it reaches the top and when normally a person is there? There's absolutely nothing. How do you explain that one? Where you can really get in and identify the sound. There's no question about it. It's not a tree. It's not this. It's not that. You know that sound. But the explanation for how the sound is made is never coming to light. Even your pets are confused. That, as you may have guessed, is exactly what happens in our next story. Someone living through just that, exactly what I just described, trying to put the pieces together, trying to connect the dots to figure out what the hell is doing this. See if you can find any clues in the story to make an answer. I know I couldn't. Take a listen. My story takes place in my first apartment in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The apartment layout was sort of a two-story loft when you've walked into the apartment, the first thing you see is a staircase that goes up to my second floor. To the right of the staircase was my living room that turned, went into my kitchen, more towards the back of the room. When you went up the stairs, there was not a door to the second floor. It was just an open second floor that was turned into my bedroom. My apartment had only carpet besides the kitchen, so keep that in mind. How the apartment looked on the outside was a complex that had apartments only to the right of me. Next to me, the apartment was vacant with no one on the other side of me. So when you look at the apartment from the outside, to the left was a grassy area and to the right was a vacant next door neighbor. So I did not have anyone on either side of me, above or below me. As you can imagine, it was incredibly quiet. I first moved into the apartment and did not think of any type of supernatural paranormal activity stuff happening. I'm not one to think of that when I move into a place. I don't think of it when it's just an everyday normal thing. I do believe that I am sensitive to it or can feel when something is off in a room, but at the same time, I don't think about it unless I see or feel something going on. I lived in the apartment for the first few months, not thinking anything and just being a normal apartment. Within a few months of living there, I'd experienced a few things just with noise. For example, it was midday on a random day of the week, and I heard banging on the side of the wall where the grass was. I was thinking that maybe there's some type of maintenance going on because it was three solid bangs. I went outside to see if there was maintenance going on or to see if someone was playing a ball game on my wall or just to see if there's something outside in general. And I walked outside and there was no one there. I went back inside thinking that it was just nothing. Maybe a few days later, the same thing happened, but it was a lot louder. But this time, it was three bangs, two separate times. I thought it was interesting. Kind of gave me goosebumps. I didn't feel anything negative about it, so I just let it be. I'd hear the banging occasionally, but just ignored it. A little bit after I heard the banging, maybe about 3 weeks, I started hearing incredibly heavy footsteps walking up to my stairs. It would not sound like a human coming up the stairs. It was more like a giant ogre or something. Just a heavy and dense person or something is coming up my stairs. Not ever going down, but it always sounded like something was coming up my stairs. And only to the last step on my steps. Move on a little bit later. I had a long distance friend at the time where we would send each other voice messages instead of actual text messages when we would communicate. Not where you would speak into the phone and it would write out your text, but you'd record your voice and it would send us a voice recording through your message. My friend and I used to send each other messages like this because we would always have so much to say about our days, and through text message was too much of a hassle. Our schedules were different, and there never was a time to call each other, so we would just send each other voice messages to make it easier. One day, I was sitting on my bed in my bedroom on the second floor of my apartment with my dog in my lap and my cat on the edge of the bed, while telling my friend about my day on the voice recording. Mid-sentence, as I was speaking about my day, I instantly stopped speaking because I hear the footsteps coming up my stairs. When talking into my phone, I'm saying, "Oh my gosh, did you hear that?" I sit there until the footsteps stopped at the last step of my stairs and wait a little bit to see if anything else happens. Before I send it off, as I'm sending it to my friend, I told him in a separate message that I needed to listen to this right away, and I'd finish my summary of my day later. In the recording, you could hear the footsteps that were coming up my stairs. I was just more amazed than freaked out because I couldn't believe that I caught that on a voice recording or a video thing because I didn't know if it was actually real and happening or if it was just me. But the fact that I can prove it just made it even more like, oh my gosh, that's happening right now. I sent it to my friend and he instantly responds and says to never delete that. It's so crazy. And I can actually hear somebody coming up the stairs. I lived by myself at the time, and as I said before, I have my dogs on my lap and my cat at the edge of the bed. And you can hear these really heavy, intense footsteps just coming up the stairs. The strange thing was, every time they got to the top of the stairs, they just stopped. I'd not hear these footsteps leave anywhere past the very last step of the top of the stairs. I never saw anything. I just always hear these steps go all the way to the very top of my stairs and nothing more. Maybe a few days after that had happened, I was sitting in front of the mirror in the corner of my room doing makeup and getting ready for the day. While facing my mirror, my back was to the staircase, to give you some perspective. I was close with my animals, so my dog was in my lap and my cat was sitting directly behind me. All of a sudden, I hear the footsteps again. But this time, once they got to the top of the stairs, it stopped. And for a second, both my cat and dog got up as someone had just come into the room. My dog stood up and sat next to me, while my cat, who's very adventurous and inquisitive, started walking towards the stairs. Once he got to the first step of the stairs, he kind of turned around and sat down. He looked down at the carpet and then looked up and then looked back towards down at the ground. Then when you walk on the carpet, you hear a little bit of crunch with each step that you take. I started to hear the crunching noise of footsteps walking towards me. While hearing this, I squinted my eyes a little bit and looked more towards my cat, and I could physically see footprints being made in the carpet. My cat started to follow it, and these footsteps walked straight to me and to my right side. Around me, to that my left, and as the hairs in the back of my neck and arms are standing up and I've got goosebumps going on, I am frozen. They instantly just disappeared right when they came to my left side, right as that happened. It spooked me a little bit. I grabbed my cat and dog and went over to my parents' house. As I walked out of my apartment, I told whatever was going on in there that I didn't want to disturb it and I was just going to take a break because I was a little freaked out and I'll come back later. I stayed at my parents' house maybe a day or so, not exceptionally long. I came back with my cat and my dog and things were quiet for a few days. A little while had passed. I was making myself food one day and I heard a loud, fast banging coming from upstairs. My cat was sitting next to me on my counter watching me cook and my dog was sitting behind me, so I knew neither of them was upstairs. We all heard the banging. When I went to the bottom of my staircase and looked up at the very top of my roof, you can see my ceiling. There was what could be access to an attic, but I had no access to it. It looked like it was boarded up completely, and if someone wanted to get into the attic, you'd have to get through it in the apartment. There was no way to get into it, into the roof. So I'm only assuming that you had to go through my apartment. The way to get in looked like what could possibly be like a piece of metal that was screwed to the ceiling. When I went to go see what the banging was, it looked like someone was on either side of that piece of metal with a closed fist, banging as hard as they could on the metal really fast. It spooked me so much and so hard because I knew that nothing was up there, or that there was no way anyone was to get up there unless going to my apartment. I grabbed my cat. I grabbed my dog. And I left. I once again came back to my apartment a few days later and things are okay again. A little bit after that, there were simply weird things that would happen. I'd continue to hear the banging on my wall, but I did not have anybody on the other side of it. I heard the footsteps occasionally. There was a time I woke up and all my burners were on, my oven. Every knob was turned on high. Luckily, they weren't super hot when I went to go get them, and they were electric, not gas. I still woke up asking myself, why does it feel so hot in my apartment? And come downstairs to see every single one of my burners on. So I'm not entirely sure if it were something negative or bad because I never really felt anything bad in my gut like I have whenever those things would happen. It would spook me. I never wanted to be in their space or disturb them, so I left whenever something happened. I did not live there for an exceptionally long time. The lease was only about 6 months before I decided to move states, go and live in Seattle. I'll never forget that time in that apartment. Not only did I see and hear things, but so did my animals. And I know how animals are when it comes to the paranormal. I do not ever lie. Thank you guys for reading this. I'd love to hear your input on all this because I still think about it all the time. I appreciate your show a ton and have been a listener for years now. Have a good day. Thank you. Logan. Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. KSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to KOSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to KOSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at KOSI.org.